talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was I'm Coming Home Today by The Dig, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a very special show for you. Today's show is coming to you from Buck Lumber and Building Supply, their big customer appreciation event that they have every November. And we're going to be talking with General Manager Rob Crawford with Buck Lumber and Building Supply, in addition to a number of vendors that were on display. All of these vendors represent products that are sold at Buck Lumber and Building Supply. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We are here at the Buck Lumber and Building Supply Customer Appreciation Day, talking with Rob Crawford with Buck Lumber. How you doing, Rob?
Doing well, thank you.
Good, good. Rob, first of all, thank you for having Charleston Home and Design Magazine out to your Customer Appreciation Day. This is seems like it's getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, we appreciate the support that we get from the local community, the building community, architects, designers, all the way to the homeowners that come back. You know, they build a house with us. They come back and see what else they can do to their home. I mean, it's a constant thing, and it's a community type event.
Yeah, and it's not hot dogs and hamburgers or something like that. Buck Lumber and Building Supply goes all out with this customer appreciation lunch. What's on the menu today?
So we've been for the past few years doing a shrimp Creole, oysters, barbecue, and you know, some sides to go with that. But you know, people love the shrimp Creole that's made. Everybody who's an oyster fan definitely is going to hit the oyster table, and the barbecue is always a hit.
Yeah, and last year I remember taking kind of a mental note of those big shrimp in the shrimp Creole, and all local shrimp, local oysters, the barbecue's local, and that kind of pairs up with Buck Lumber and Building Supply, because Buck Lumber is a local company.
Yeah, we love to stay involved in the local community. You know, we do a lot throughout the year. You know, and there's a lot of builder involvement, you know, on James and John's Island. I mean, there's a lot of subcontractors in the business that live here, you know, and they have families, they have things going on constantly, and we participate in those things.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And, you know, when it comes to people building or remodeling their homes, they really have a choice. They can keep their dollars local and do business with a local company like Buck Lumber and Building Supply, or maybe go to a big box store where the dollars go out of town. And we obviously, we're a local company too, Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We like everyone to use the local businesses for all of their projects. So Rob, talk about some of the vendors that you have here today.
So we got 40 plus vendors. I mean, these are our core partners, most of them. There are some that are new partners, and this is a chance, you know, every year for them to showcase a product or see how they can fit in with a partnership with us. So it's a good litmus test to say, okay, come to our show. Let's bounce it off our customer base and see what they think about your product. And you know, before we just get into a partnership with somebody, this is kind of like an audition, if you will, for some. But for most of the partners that are here, been doing business forever, maybe they're showing the same product they always show. Maybe they're showing a new product. But it's a chance for them to catch up with the builder base here, the architects, the designers that they see every year at this event, and find out, you know, how their year's been, what they got coming up, and how can these partners work together.
Yeah, and the great thing is, maybe minus some of the finishes that go into a home, but basically all of the vendors that are here at the Buck Lumber and Building Supply Customer Appreciation Day, you could build a house. You literally build a house with all of the vendors that you have here at Buck Lumber on display.
That's right. We've got you know, all phases except for a few participating in there. And if they're not in there, they know somebody that you could talk to.
Right. Well,
so the networking is big. Is big here too.
Right. Right. And then right next door, the what do you call the this building where it's the lunch is being held today?
So that's the Lumber Dome. It's was at one point, I believe in the late 80s after Hugo, or maybe 90. This was built after Hugo, and at one point it was the largest inside lumber dome, I think, this side of the Mississippi, I believe. So
right.
Obviously things have changed over the years, and they're a lot newer, bigger, but at one point this was state-of-the-art, and this is where probably, I would say, 60% of our business is done right out of this one building right here.
Right, and the weather was a little iffy this morning, which is why you're inside the Lumber Dome, but usually it's right in front of the Buck Lumber Design Center. And if folks have not been to the Buck Lumber Design Center, they really are missing out. It's a fantastic design center where you can really feel, touch, experience all of the different products that go into a custom built home. Talk about the design center a little bit.
Yeah, so we built the design center in 2006, 2007, and really it was an upgrade over what we had had. We had a smaller version of it, but this was geared toward showcasing high-end window and doors, interior doors, moldings, columns, products that people can't really, you know, you're choosing a product that you're spending a certain amount of money on and putting in your home that maybe is your dream home or your vacation home, whatever it is, but you want to make sure that, you know, it's the best products, and that's, you know, a way for you to come in here, actually put your hands on it, and touch it and give it maybe a test drive versus trying to, you know, pick it out of a magazine or a catalog.
I was just going to say, homeowners in particular, I'm always impressed with builders and architects, the way they can look at a set of house plans and instantly visualize what they're looking at. But homeowners are a little bit more challenged as far as that goes. They do need to feel and touch and maybe open that 8-foot door and close it and feel the hardware and the sturdiness of the products.
That's right. And you know, for us, this thing here is for our builder base and our customers. You know, a lot of our customer base do not have their own storefront office or ability to showcase the products, you know, a model home, if you will. So this is a way for them to bring their clients in, and we help them select products and go through the process of building the home.
You know, I go around to the municipal offices and look at building permits that are issued, and we mail Charleston Home and Design magazine to those people. I'm seeing just one truck after another with different company logos, very well recognizable companies that are always pulling building permits, and just watching all of these home professionals, builders, remodeling contractors, some of the subcontractors, laborers, they're all streaming in here to the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation lunch that you have, and the reputation of this event is definitely, word has gotten out on it.
Yeah, well, we appreciate all the partners that we have that help us put this show on. This is a collective effort, and they all look forward to it. We look forward to it. We always look our best. We close our year out in October. At the end of October, we do our inventory, and you know, we're really at a point where we're kind of celebrating the end of the year, rewarding our customer base, our people, our employees, and it's kind of like a little victory lap for, you know, the end of the year and kicking off a new year for us.
Well, Rob, I can't thank you enough for being an advertiser, a customer of Charleston Home and Design magazine. You've been an advertiser of ours for 15 plus years, almost our entire 20-year existence, and so thanks so much to Buck Lumber and Building Supply for that, and we'll continue to work hard for Buck Lumber and continue to try to steer as many customers to you folks as we can. And now it's time to go and talk to some of those vendors, those great vendors that you've been talking about.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate the support and the help from you and your team, and thank you for coming out.
And how can folks get more information about Buck Lumber and Building Supply?
They can reach us at our website, bucklumber.com.
Very good. We've been talking with Rob Crawford with Buck Lumber and Building Supply at their huge customer appreciation lunch going on today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the Buck Lumber and Building Supply customer appreciation lunch. And now we're talking to Scott Dutrow and Buddy Eldridge with Boral. How are you folks doing?
Doing good.
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Well, you've got a variety of different products on display here that you're talking to builders and architects about. Talk about what you have on display.
Well, first we have Atlantic Premium Shutters, which is a custom-made shutter using maintenance-free materials. And we offer hurricane protection as well as just they look good on the house.
Very good. And so these are decorative, and then they're also they can be used for hurricane protection.
Correct. Yes, they can be. And everything, they are decorative, but they're also meant to be operable, so they are custom made to that house or that specific window.
Yeah, I love this. This is a colonial shutter, describe what we're looking at here.
We're looking at a colonial shutter. Like you said, it's a raised panel, traditional design, but we do have a cutout in it, which is a palmetto tree. And so it looks good you can do cutouts with palmetto trees, stars, moons, or fortelays, or anything you want, really.
That's excellent. It's beautiful, and how will it last, hold up with the high heat and humidity that we have here in Charleston?
Well, with the materials we use, which are fiberglass or PVC or wood composite, we just don't have any issues with the environment or the heat. So we've been building shutters for over 25 years, and we just don't have any problem with them.
Excellent. Well, now we're talking with Buddy Eldridge, also with Boral.
No, that's Buddy.
Excuse me, Scott. What are we showing today, Scott?
So we got a couple items here. The first one we're going to look at is Versetta Stone. It's actually a panelized stone. There is a bit of a shortage of masons that are in the Charleston market. The stone is actually manufactured in Chester, South Carolina, in the great state of South Carolina. It's a 2-3 foot long stone and 8 inches high, so it gives you exactly 2 square feet of coverage during the install. When you install it, it actually goes up with a screw, so it's a mechanically fastened stone. You get into these multifamily projects or a home project, it's nice to have stones that are mechanically fastened to the wall so you don't have to worry about larger wind loads and the stones coming off.
And it's what's it made out of?
It's actually a mixture of Portsmouth cement. It's a mixture of a myriad of different things. The coloring that you're seeing on the top is actually a hand-applied texture, so every single stone, whenever it comes out of the box, is going to have a different look. It'll have a base profile and then a different look on the to give it a good curb appeal.
It looks beautiful, and the fact that an exterior trim carpenter could put this up then?
Actually, a homeowner could put this up. It's very simple to put up. You don't need to have the burden of trying to track down a mason. You literally just are 2 layers of what we call in the industry a WRP or a weather-resistant barrier, and then you're just screwing it to the wall. So very simple to install. We're seeing a lot of people that are doing this on the interior of their house because there's a low dust, low service, if you will, whenever you're installing the product.
I was just going to say, I was going to ask you if people are using this for like an accent wall at home.
Yeah, you can use it. It's being used in kitchens. It's being used around fireplaces, exterior of the house on knee walls that are running around the entire of the house. We've got a project right now that's currently a multifamily project that they've got 40-foot pillars that are running up the exterior of the building, and they're running them all the way up the pillars. So,
very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Boral?
Boral, you can jump online and search on the internet and just pull up Boral, Boral USA. They've got a light building products division, and then they also have a roofing division. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the main reason that we're out here, though, is our True Exteriors product. Just 3 quick bullet points. Paint it dark colors. Take it to ground contact. Take it to roof contact. Easily installed. And just a fantastic product. True Exteriors. If you haven't seen it, it's taking the Carolinas by storm.
Excellent. Well, it's a beautiful product, and the fact that it's so low maintenance, I'm sure homeowners will love it. All right, good deal. Well, we've been talking to Scott Dutrow and also Buddy Eldridge with the Boral family of products. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
And now we're talking with Will Maley with Benjamin Updike. How are you, Will?
Doing well, Tim. How about yourself?
Good, good. Tell everybody about Benjamin Updike.
Yeah, so Benjamin Updike, we are experts in moisture management. We have been around for 150 years, actually inventing the first corrugated downspout. But now we're here to help you with your rain screen needs, your drainable house wraps, your ridge vents. So please feel free to reach out, and I'm more than happy to help.
Yeah, I interviewed you a couple weeks ago, and you were telling me about that corrugated downspout. And I said, I'm going to have to, next time I look at a downspout, I'll have to check that out. And you're absolutely right. Downspouts have those corrugated ridges in it. And the same inventor of the Benjamin Updike products, that they invented that downspout you're talking about. And how does the corrugated part of the downspout help?
So the corrugated part just makes it a little bit, you know, stiffer, sturdier, more durable to deal with all the latest weather conditions out there today.
Good deal. So what are you talking to the builders and architects and interior designers walking through here today, and what do you have on display?
So today I'm really trying to educate the builders on why they need to build with a gap behind their cladding. So obviously we have a drainable house wrap, our HydroGap product, and then our rain screens with that 6-millimeter gap. Everybody knows moisture is going to get behind your cladding, so you have to plan for it. Build with that gap.
Very good. And you've got a really interesting demonstration that you do for customers. And you compared your house wrap, the Benjamin Updike house wrap, to traditional house wrap. And how does that work?
Exactly. So our hydro gap drainable house wrap is actually going to drain 100 times faster than your standard flat house wrap that you'll find on the shelves out there today.
Excellent. And this is a product that, that homeowners don't see. It's behind the siding. So they really need to ask their builder to install this product. Otherwise, the builder may not even realize the advantages of the Benjamin Updike house wrap.
Exactly. Our motto is to build better. And to build better, you need to plan ahead. Even though you might not see our products, you know, in person, it's better to have them behind your cladding so you don't have these moisture problems in the future.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Benjamin Updike?
They can go to BenjaminObdike.com or reach out to our corporate office at 1-800-523-5261.
Excellent. Well, we've been talking with Will Maley with Benjamin Updike. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Event. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm doing very well, Tim.
Good, good. So what are you showing builders today?
We're just showing them, Tim, basically how we pre-prime, pre-stain, pre-coat any type of building material. Buck Lumber is a great customer of ours. We're sitting here in a warehouse with a lot of prime material. We can see it behind us. Buck is a big believer in coating a material on all six sides to prevent moisture infiltration, which therefore increases the longevity of the building material. So they stock a lot of our products here. We also do custom work for them. But what we're showing is some pre-stained fiber cement shingles, pressure-treated siding and trim, those type products.
And architects and builders love Carolina Machine Finishing because you folks prevent callbacks, and builders do not like callbacks, right?
That is correct. I mean, we've been privileged to be working here for 21 years, and our number of callbacks are literally less than you can count on two hands. And it's usually because we made a mistake. Our product, when you seal a board on all six sides, prevent moisture from getting inside, you just increase longevity. It's a better protection of our natural resources. It's just the right and proper thing to do, and it's a cost savings. It's less money.
Do you have any recommendations on what the builder would put behind the siding that's pre-finished by Carolina Machine Finishing, just a traditional house wrap? Or
yes, we recommend 30-pound felt is our number one recommendation. There are other great products that are out there, but we think a product that really has a moisture barrier, not just a wrap, is probably the best thing to put back there. We work with forensic architects and engineers who that's what they recommend.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina Machine Finishing?
If they hustle, they can get here to the show. But if not, they can find us online at CarolinaMachineFinishing.com.
Excellent. We've been talking to Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Jeff Wood with Cobblestone Mill Woodworks Incorporated. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing very well. Thank you very much.
You know, there's so many composite products out here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Lunch. It's actually nice to see something that's made out of actual wood.
It is. And we've been doing about 35 years, selling wholesale to lumber companies just like Buck Lumber every day. And people still, these days, still like the idea of putting a real wood up, real wood shutters, real screen doors up, as opposed to composite.
What do you have on display, and what are you talking to builders about?
Mainly what we're talking about is exterior wood shutters and blinds, as well as screen doors made out of Western Red Cedar, Sapele Mahogany, also storm doors, cafe doors, louver doors, custom gates, those type things you just can't get anywhere else.
And you know, the big thing that with some of these people that have the composite materials, they always compare it to wood. How do your wood products at Cobblestone Mill Woodworks, how do they hold up to the heat, humidity, over time?
Over time, they're going to hold up. Usually, if they're maintained, they could last 20 years. Unfinished, they could probably last 7-8 years. But you got to maintain them. Just like even the composite product, you have to keep things painted to keep it going. I've seen shutters last 50 years before that came from northern states. in places on the coast like Charleston, where shutters and screen doors and that type of thing are exposed to full weather. But if they're maintained, they can last a long, long time.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Cobblestone Mill Woodworks?
You can find more information about Cobblestone Mill Woodworks at www.cobblestone-mill.com.
All right, great. We've been talking to Jeff Wood with Cobblestone Mill Woodworks. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
And now we're talking with Walter Marsh with Dealer's Choice Distribution. What are you talking to homeowners about today, or excuse me, to builders about?
Today we're talking about a lot of different products. We are a full-line shingle distributor as well, but we're showing a lot of AFCO railing today. We've got some siding products, which is Everlast, which is it's a new product that we're really excited about that has an acrylic cap. It goes up a little bit quicker than some of the other comparable products. We've also got some columns from AFCO railing as well, a lot of roofing accessory products, and then overlays and synthetics, and some vinyl sidings.
Lots of synthetic products here today at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Lunch, and that's all designed to make homeowners' lives easier. How do these products stand up over the test of time?
Yeah, a lot of these products that we're showing today are rated, especially the AFCO railing for salt water, and they stand up to a lot of the coastal communities as well. A lot of the newer products have come a lot of leaps and bounds from what they have in recent years, and Everlast is rated as well. We're seeing that used a lot in Kiowa subdivision as far as local. We had a big house that went up in Sanibel Island, so a lot more activity and interest in products just like these.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about some of the products you just mentioned?
Reach out to your local Buck Lumber rep. We're a full-line distributor for Buck Lumber, and you can reach out to their reps as far as that goes, or check us out at Dealer's Choice website. So.
Excellent. We've been talking to Walter Marsh with Dealer's Choice. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with John Ramsey with Diamond Hill Plywood. How you doing, John?
Just fine.
Good. Tell everybody about Diamond Hill Plywood and what you're showing today.
Well, we're a distributor out of Darlington, South Carolina, and we distribute building products to the retail building supply dealers. Right now, we're heavily pushing our fiber on decking, and also we carry a synthetic furring strip, which won't rot like the original wood furring strip would. Channels the moisture away, and we've got a column that's made out of wood with a real fine sand to it, so it's easy to paint, and it's a full thickness column, 4x4, 6x6, 8x8s, out of pine.
So Diamond Hill Plywood products, you folks make homeowners' lives easier because there's not a lot of maintenance involved.
That's what we try to do, yes.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about the products at Diamond Hill Plywood?
They can go to any local building supply in the area and request it.
Very good. We've been talking to John Ramsey with Diamond Hill Plywood. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Jeff Gibbs with Grabber Construction Products. How are you doing, Jeff?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
Good, good. What do you have on display here, the Grabber Construction Products?
We are showing our hidden deck bracket systems, which come in powder coated and stainless steel for decks and docks, because you guys are down here on the water and corrosion is a big problem. So we're showing that, which you can fasten from underneath, as well as a super drive screw system that will screw the decks from on top as well.
That's impressive. Are your products mostly showing up on beach houses and docks and decks and that kind of thing?
They are, as well as new construction, because everything down here, no matter what you're building, has all the salt spray that goes with it. So all of our screws have a 1,000-hour salt spray, which will not corrode. They will resist any type of moisture. So it's been very good for us down here with the decks, docks, and houses.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Grabber Construction Products?
They can either come to Buck Lumber here in Charleston, or they can go to www.grabberman.com, and we have all of our products online.
Very good. Been talking to Jeff Gibbs with Grabber Construction Products. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Now we're talking with Jeremy White with Intex Millwork Solutions and also Digger Specialties Incorporated. How you doing, Jeremy?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Tell everybody about Intex Millwork Solutions and also Digger Specialties Incorporated.
Yeah, so Intex Millwork is a company based in southern New Jersey, and we're basically a large-scale custom millwork operation manufacturing anything from handrails to pergolas, custom turned balusters, all out of a cellular PVC millwork product that does not rot, can be painted, just made to last a lifetime. We've got projects all up and down the East Coast. We're actually working on a project on Folly Beach right now where they're doing some handrails of our product. So,
yeah, talk about the project on Folly.
So that was actually a project that came about earlier this year, and we worked with the Charleston Parks and Recreation here in town and also the local architect to get them to change the specification. They actually had a different manufacturer specified originally. And we showed them this product, Intex Millwork, and they liked our railings because it has a stiffener, aluminum stiffener, in both the top and the bottom rail. So they liked that aspect, being on a commercial project. You know, they didn't want to have any issues with callbacks or material giving way, you know, due to any kind of circumstances. So
how are these rail systems going to hold up with the salty, humid heat that we have here in Charleston?
Very good question. So cellular PVC millwork does not absorb moisture like wood materials or wood flower materials like a lot of the composite products have. So that allows it to stay stable under the duress of the salt water and the sea air.
Excellent. And as far as the products for Digger Specialties, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so Digger Specialties is also another great product. It's a aluminum product, and we offer that in two different powder coat finishes. We offer the standard finish as the 2604 AMA, which is kind of the standard rating. A lot of window and door manufacturers use that same specification as well. And the 2605 finish is an upgrade, but it's more of a Kynar finish, so it's a lot heavier duty or commercial industrial type finish. We've actually got a project going on downtown Charleston right now, over near George and Society Street, and they're using our railings on that project.
I'm sure you had to jump through a lot of hoops to get that approved. That's fantastic. Well, how can folks get more information about Intex Millwork Solutions and Digger Specialties?
Yeah, so Intex, you can go to intexmillwork.com, or Digger Specialties, you can go to diggerspecialties.com. And check the websites out. They have a lot of great resources, YouTube videos of different projects installed throughout the country, as well as resources on the product manuals and the options available.
Excellent. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Buck Lumber and Building Supply Customer Appreciation Lunch. And now we're talking with Sharon Rocher with LP Building Solutions. How are you, Sharon?
Hi. Thanks for talking to me today.
Sure. Tell everybody about LP Building Solutions.
So LP is a engineered building, wood building company. We are based out of Nashville, Tennessee, and Buck Lumber has brought in our Smart Side engineered wood siding that has a 50-year warranty and has the full line on display. And we also have our structural solutions, so your engineered wood timbers, LSLs, LVLs, as well as our OSB line of products. So for your fire-rated wall assemblies and things like that. Because here we're in Charleston, we're all on big, you know, our, you know, small pieces of property. Fire-rated wall assemblies are a pretty big concern for the local builders.
Excellent, excellent. Well, what would you say that is this considered to be a traditional building material, or is it sort of alternative?
So OSB type product has been around since the 60s, but it really has progressed by adding better resins and just better OSB type technology. In fact, our engineered wood siding has been around since the 60s, but we've revolutionized the engineered wood siding industry by using our dry strand process. And that allows you to use regular wood saw blades and it's just a much more durable product. It sustains 180-mile sustained winds, 200-mile-per-hour gusts, and 3-inch projectiles. So it really is the perfect siding for the Charleston market.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about LP Building Solutions?
So go to lpcorp.com and look at our full range of products, or stop by Buck Lumber. And there's lots of videos on YouTube as well. So glad to talk to you today.
Excellent. We've been talking to Sharon Rocher with LP Building Solutions. Thanks so much, Sharon.
Thanks so much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Lunch. And now we're talking with Daryl Mast with Midland Truss. How are you, Daryl?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Tell everyone about Midland Truss.
Well, we are a manufacturer of wood, roof, and floor trusses, a product that will, it's an engineered product that will cover your roof or your floor.
Gotcha. And a truss is what?
A truss is a product that is designed to span greater distances than dimensional lumber, and it's done by taking a web in a series of spans, and you're able to use smaller lumber to span greater distance than you would with larger dimensional lumber. And this, you're able to use less waste and span greater distance.
And you may have a great room. Instead of having to put up support columns or something like that, it can be wide open without those support columns, right?
That is correct. And also with a floor system, a floor truss system, you have an open web, and you're able to put all your mechanicals, your heating and air ductwork, your plumbing, and all your wiring up inside the floor system, which allows you to be able to hide it and not have to drop it below.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Midland Truss?
Just check here with the engineered lumber people here at Buck Lumber, and they'll point you in the right direction.
Very good. We've been talking to Daryl Mast with Midland Truss. Thanks so much, Daryl.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Tim Bailey with Parkside. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. What do you have on display here, and what are you talking to builders about?
Well, what we're talking about mostly today is we have a Windsor One product, which is a finger-jointed pine product that has a 3-coat acrylic on it. A lot of your primed pine is flaky or crusty. It takes a lot of work before you paint it. This has a 3-coat acrylic on it. It looks like a finished product when you look at it. Also, what we're stocking is going to be a treated product. They call it protected. That way you could use it interior and exterior. You can use the same profile inside and outside, and it's protected. It has a 30-year warranty on it. It's an excellent product. We also have our AZEK building products, our decking and our trim and molding, top-of-the-line PVC decking that can be used outside. It has a 30-year warranty on it also. Great products.
How can folks get more information?
They can contact Buck Lumber. We sell them quite a bit of these materials. They can give them a call. Tell them they're looking for the products. We can take care of it. We're down here 2 or 3 times a week.
Very good. We've been talking to Tim Bailey with Parkside. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with David Brown with Roy's Wood Product. How you doing? How you doing, David?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
Good, good. You know, I think this is the first wood product I've run across here at the Vendor Appreciation Lunch.
Yeah, a lot of the companies now and builders are starting to spec more of PVC type material or engineered wood products that's, you know, comprised of stuff that's from shavings that's glued together. And there's also a ton of composites getting out in the market now for decking materials and things you see, but we still like actual wood and provide Buck with a ton of custom wood products. We do their poplar moldings. We do custom moldings for them out of treated solid boards.
What's that molding called right there?
This is a single bead cove crown.
I love that cove look in a molding.
Yeah. Typically in this area, you used to see a lot of coves and things like that. They do some builders now, just from the way things are, doing what they call a craftsman trim, which is more of standard square edge boards. But we still like to run the coves and things ourselves.
What species of wood does Roy's wood products use?
Oh well, The main species we do is poplar, but we do anything from poplar to oak, cherry, walnut, mahoganies, a little bit of everything. Anything you can imagine in a domestic species we offer, along with some exotics.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Roy's Wood Products?
Just contact your local source here, local salesman here at Buck Lumber, and just ask them a little bit more about us, and we'll be happy to provide anything we can out of wood through Buck Lumber.
Very good. Well, we've been talking to David Brown with Roy's Wood Products. Thanks so much, David.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Ken Johnson with Sierra Pacific Windows. How you doing, Ken?
Hello. How you doing?
Good, good. Tell everybody about Sierra Pacific Windows.
All right. Sierra Pacific Windows is a company. We have about 2 million acres of timber. We've been producing windows out in California and Wisconsin. We have a full line of windows and doors, both in the impact and non-impact product line.
Excellent. And what are some of the advantages of Sierra Pacific Windows versus some of the other window choices?
We have a breadth of a company to stand behind all of our products. There's not really an opening we can't fill. We have 75 colors that we can choose from, and we perform extremely well on the coastal markets.
You know, when we built our house 10 years ago, we had some different options for some of the colors on the windows, and we ended up just going with plain old white. And I always respect people who do use a color on the is that aluminum clad that's painted on?
Correct. It's fully extruded aluminum clad, so it's structural in nature. It's all powder coated, so it really holds up to the UVs, to the salt sprays, with our powder coating process.
Yeah, when you go with a colored window, it really does stand out on the home too, doesn't it?
It does. We've been especially been sending a lot of black exterior, and also we do offer a black pre-finished interior, so a lot of our narrow lines on our windows look like the old steel look that they have, or we can do the traditional wide ones. But the color that you were mentioning can really blend in with the earth tones, or they can stand out. One of the most interesting jobs I just did had a green exterior frame, and the sash was a cream color, so we can mix it up to make it show up more like you're talking about.
Is it my mistake, or am I seeing more and more Sierra Pacific windows being installed in Charleston? Just in some of the different projects around town, I see your logo on some of those windows that while the it's under construction.
We've done a great job, not only with the residential market, we're a good value. And so we're on the islands, we're here, but we also have about 3 or 4 major projects going on that are, 4 to 7 stories high that our flags are really done. But I really contribute that to our dealer base. I mean, they stand behind a product that we really perform for them, so they continue to push us.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Sierra Pacific Windows?
We have a very strong website. It's www.sierrapacificwindows.com.
Excellent. We've been talking to Ken Johnson with Sierra Pacific Windows. Thanks so much, Ken.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Scott Kind with Spirit Sales Group, representing Prosoco, Hunter, and also Keum. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
Good. Tell us what you have on display and what you're talking to builders about today.
Sure, we're talking about those three specific products. The Prosoco air barrier systems are very popular in this market, mostly because they're moisture cured. When they get installed, they're waterproof immediately, which just from a performance standpoint does very well in this market. It's a very harsh, humid climate here in Charleston. The other ones are Hunter XCI, which make polyiso continuous insulation, and then Kime mineral-based paints. They're also very popular here.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about these three products?
They can contact us through our website. We're big on social media through LinkedIn, but all of our contact information is on our website or the folks here at Buck Lumber.
SpiritSalesGroup.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, good deal. We've been talking to Scott Kind with Spirit Sales Group, representing the building materials Kime, Hunter, and Prosoco. Thanks so much, Scott. And now we're talking with Chris Pawanda with Tando. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. What is Tando?
So Tando is one of the greatest lines of siding in the marketplace today. It really delivers a couple different things to the homeowners that the consumers are looking for. We have the ability with our Beach House Shake product to provide the marketplace with a natural-looking, wood-like product with none of the maintenance and upkeep that's associated with a natural cedar product.
What's it made out of?
It's a composite material. It's a polymer base with a natural stain that's applied to the surface of it, again, giving you that natural wood look with none of that maintenance that's associated with natural cedar.
Gotcha. Yeah, and talk about how our high temperatures in Charleston, our humidity, what kind of a toll does that take on if you were to put up a natural wood shake siding in your house?
Sure. Given the elements of natural cedar, right, the moisture cycling, the weatherization of it, there's constantly going to be moisture being taken on and expelled by that natural cedar product, causing just natural decay and weathering of the product. Cedar really has two life cycles when you apply it to a building. The first clock starts on when you're going to have to maintain that product the first time, and the second clock that starts is the total longevity of the product. With a product like Beach House Shake, you're able to put a product up there that has been tried and tested in some of the harshest climates in the world, with performance to boot. Minimal product movement, no moisture cycling is going to give you great performance long-term with the product.
And it looks just like natural wood, so why wouldn't anyone want to go with it? Because that's nobody likes maintenance on their house, right?
No, that's exactly right. You know, if you look at some of the other categories that have really adopted new technologies, you know, the composite decking world, right? It started off as an extruded, you know, composite material. You look at some of the finishes on those products now, and they look just like the natural products they're trying to replace. So that evolution happened. It then happened in the PVC trim category, and we're doing the same thing with the siding category. We're giving you that natural look of cedar with none of the maintenance that you would get with a natural product.
What do you say to homeowners who they might be getting ready to build a house? Maybe their builder has never used Tando siding, and so they might be a little bit reluctant. What do you say to homeowners? Should they be talking to their builders and urging them to that this is what they want?
Absolutely. So we're a 40-plus year old company. Our technologies are tried and proven. While maybe a new brand to the homeowner, it's certainly not new to the industry. Come on into Buck Lumber. Ask the folks here about Tando. They'll get them, the builder and the contractors, in touch with us, and we'll make sure that everything's set in the right path and direction.
Excellent. Well, we've been talking to Chris Pawanda with Tando Siding. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
And now we're talking with Joshua Bailey with the Henry Company. How you doing, Joshua?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, good. What do you have on display, and what are you talking to builders about today?
So this particular day, we're really focusing on our Cadillac product, which is our Blueskin VP100 product. There's been a few major projects around the Charleston market here that have used this product. One that people could probably point to in the market would be the Children's Hospital in downtown Charleston. And then we have another one with Grace Homes that's going up currently right now. But this is a peel and stick, fully adhered building wrap. So when you think of a conventional wrap, you'd probably think of Tyvek. Well, this is a next step or next evolution in that product range. It requires no mechanical fasteners, and it's a true air barrier. So it slows down the air exchanges in like a blower door test. So it saves you money on your HVA system bill, which in turn saves you on your total annual energy bill.
Excellent. Well, what would you say the big advantage would be to your product?
So over the competition, over a conventional wrap, there's no mechanical fasteners. It's going to slow air exchanges and you know, you're actually sealing all the penetrations in the house. So it's bridging the gaps in the sheathing. It's cutting the airflow that's coming into the house. So if you think of indoor or outdoor air contaminants, it's slowing that. So people that have allergies or asthma, it's going to help out with that. You don't traditionally think of that, but you know, for people that don't really know what building envelope or building wrap does, it's basically the raincoat for the house, and it protects the house. It's a secondary barrier that protects the house from both air and water infiltration.
Excellent. Well, it's a great product. Well, we've been talking to Joshua Bailey with the Henry Company. Thanks so much, Joshua.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Buck Lumber and Building Supply Customer Appreciation Lunch, and now we're talking with David Cox with True Style Doors. How you doing, David?
Good, Charles. Doing
fine. David, tell everyone about True Style Doors and what you've got on display here.
True Style Doors are high-end interior MDF doors and stain grade doors. We can do custom dimensions, custom designs, custom sticking panels. We do a lot down in downtown Charleston and also out on the islands, Kiowa, Seabrook. And True Style's been in this market for over 20 years.
Very good. And True Style Doors, what is the material they're made out of?
The paint grade, the primary material, the one that's most popular in this market would be paint grade MDF, a medium density fiberboard. It's a wood that's reconstituted with resin, fiber, and then pressed. It's much more stable than standard single species wood. It doesn't move, separate, check, or crack.
Yeah, and the nice thing is in our humid environment here in the Charleston area, the fact that the True Style doors are not made out of wood, you're not going to worry about cracking we've got a wood front entry door, and it seems like when there's a lot of moisture in the air, the wood door kind of expands a little bit, and we've had to plane it to compensate for that.
Yeah, to limit the growth of the wood, right, on the exterior. Well, with the interior doors, what you have there is a controlled environment. So you're not going to get, it's not going to move. It might move a little bit, but nothing like a single species wood door. It also gives you the weight and heft of a standard wood door. So it's got really nice swing and feel to it. And it's something that people put their hands on every day or their doors in their house.
Yeah, and the True Style doors were installed into the 2009 Charleston Home and Design Magazine Idea House, and they were the sort of the craftsman style with what do you call those, like would that be the style or the rail?
Yeah, your styles are your vertical components, and your rails are your horizontal, and then you have panels. So you have styles, rails, and panels. And that's shaker sticking would be with a flat panel and very immediate drop off from the styles and rails to the panel.
It's exactly what it is, the shaker style. And they've held up great over the last 10 years. I would recommend them. Well, how can folks get more information about True Style Doors?
I would contact Buck Lumber. Buck is one of our premier dealers here in the market, and they will design. You can order whatever door you want, and they'll do it in pre-hung units with matching hardware to match for it, various jam widths, various sizes, custom dimensions.
Excellent. Well, we've been talking with David Cox with True Style Doors. Thanks, David.
Sure thing.
And now we're talking with Travis Perry with Truss Joist with Weyerhaeuser. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing well.
Good. What are you talking to builders about today?
Today we're talking about our Paraland PSL products. We have both treated and non-treated products out here, as well as our Timber Strand studs, perfectly straight studs, order 10, 10 go in straight, no coals, as well as our OSB panel, Weyerhaeuser Diamond, which comes with a lifetime warranty and $5 back per panel up to 200 sheets.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about the products you have on display?
They can reach out on our site online at Weyerhaeuser.com. Weyerhaeuser.com, go to Weyerhaeuser Wood Products, and you'll see information on our Paraland products as well as our subfloor products.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Charlie Baldwin with Woodford Plywood. How are you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good, good. You've got a variety of product samples here at the Buck Lumber event. What are you talking to builders about today?
So what we're talking about today is, like you said, I'm with Woodford Plywood. We're a wholesale lumber company, and we sell a little bit of everything from plywoods to lumber to synthetic felts, insulation, window tape, smart siding, flame block, engineered wood. So, and we're a vendor for Buck Lumber Company, so anything that we carry, you can get from Buck.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information?
If you can visit our website at www.woodfordplywood.com. And we have 9 branches all over the Southeast, and our corporate headquarters is in Albany, Georgia. And everything that comes to Buck comes out of our Augusta branch. But we all go.
Very good. Well, we've been talking to Charlie Baldwin with Woodford Plywood. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
And now we're talking with Adam DeLoach and Kyle Jones with Yellowwood. How are you gentlemen doing?
Doing pretty good. How about
you? Doing well. Thanks for being here.
Good. Tell everybody about Yellowwood.
All right, so Yellowwood, we're a pressure treater. We sell pressure treated southern yellow pine, and outdoor decks, things like that. We got a lot of different products. We got columns. We got pattern stock. We're also a distributor for AZEK, TimberTech, and we also distribute Tando, which is a polymer siding.
What is it about Yellowwood that really sets it apart as far as pressure treated lumber?
I would say our brand name, Yellowwood brand name is been around for a long time. We're the biggest treater in the world. We got 14 plants, Texas over, and just good quality material is how we base our product off of.
Yeah, and some of the lumber yards use Yellowwood have it pre-primed for some of their for the exterior trim products, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they do that because it's just in this harsh environment with the sun, how hot to get it to Charleston, the rain, and that priming that we do, or actually CMF does it, they do a fantastic job. It helps minimize splitting and checking with some products with the southern yellow pine. So it's more of a care product, helps take care of the product.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Yellowwood?
You can go to our website, yellowwood.com, and check it out. We've got a great website.
All right, good deal. We've been talking to Adam DeLoach and Kyle Jones with Yellowwood. Thanks, gentlemen.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home, talking about a home. Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. Yeah.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.